now a member from the Balatanya, the Zalman of Liadi, Heilige Balatanya, who says that a person has to live the parasha, dafleben the parasha. It's not good enough to learn the parasha, dafleben the parasha. What's pshat? The person has to realize it. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin that every week we should learn the different parashas, the pshat, that parasha gives us chiyus for that particular week. And a lot of, you know, tzaddikim, they held that any questions that you have in life, the answer is in that week's parasha. Now, this is true by all parashas. It's especially true with these parashas that deal with the other situation. All of the answers in life are there. Avos, Maisa, Avosim, Labanim. They went through tremendous nesyanis. They cover the gamut of all possible nesyanis that are shy to cover. You have everything there. You have Oini, Chsan Parnos, Sholom Bayit, Tzargi, Labanim, Tzoros from the Goyim. You name it, it's in there. And they paved the way for us. They paved the way for us how we should handle ourselves during any time of the Sayyid. Not to mention in Yonim of Chesed, how to treat people with Chesed. So it's especially, when I'm working with the Yavis HaKadoshim in these weeks of the parashas, it's especially an Indian over here to live the parasha. The pasuk starts out by Yemer Hashem al Avraham. Lech lecha me'aretzo, mimerlaiticha, mibeis avicha. Go for yourself from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's house. El ha'oriz asher arekum. So the Svarim, they point out that whenever you have a first of anything, it's a special lesson in general to that person that it's said to. And in our case, and this is the first Amira that was said to Avraham Avinu, who is the founder, he's the Av of Klal Yisrael. So there's a special message over here for Gans Klal Yisrael throughout our history. What is that message? Lech Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, you can't remain in your one place. It's very easy for a person to remain in his comfort zone. The most comfortable place a person has is in his hometown, in his birthplace, with his parents. That's where he's most comfortable. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lech Lecha, you have to get out of your comfort zone. If a person is always going to remain in his comfort zone, he'll never amount to anything. He'll never shtayg. He'll never grow. He'll never become greater. And this is really the aside of a yid. A yid cannot remain in his comfort zone. A yid has to go nechay lo chayil. That's what the Torah is all about. The Torah puts restrictions on us. If we wouldn't have Yisurim in the Torah that limit our inyanim and ha'olam hazeh, we'd be very comfortable here. You know, this is our place. We feel very much at home over here. Adrav, adrav, the Torah. Throughout the Torah teaches us, this is not our place. Ha'olam hazeh is not our makom kavur. Our makom kavur is in Shamayim, in Ruchnius. You can't get settled down over here. That's really the klal of what the Torah is telling us. That's the kasei de digzah. Chazal say, "Hevi goyla l'mkayim teira." You want to be oyla in teira, you have to leave your comfort zone. This is a and it's not only in the limit of teira, it's an avodas Hashem b'klal. You have to get out of your comfort zone. It's interesting that the first amira to Avraham Avinu was lech lecha. The first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael was hachodesh hazeh lochem, an in of his chashis. The tendency of a person is to remain where he is, to, you know, I'm comfortable where I am. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, you have to be mechadish yourself. Don't rest on your laurels. Don't be satisfied with what you've already accomplished. You have to be mechadish yourself. Kiseidah. Matter of fact, in the Torah you find, Kiseidah ban muvanais, v'nashantem ba'aris, you become old in the land. Become comfortable. I'm already here. Everything is fine. That's lehepach of what the Das Torah is. The Das Torah is lech lecha. Don't settle for your comfort. That's part one of the story. So that an Isaiah person will say that this is difficult down here. So I'm being moistened up your shear. It's a very difficult thing. So for that, it says, L'cha l'hana oscha l'tei boscha. Don't think for one second that the discomfort down here is for your detriment. Oh, you don't have to be moistened up down here. Yeah, one day it'll be good for me in Olam Haba, but down here it's shver. No. It's Lana Oscha will take us down here. You take a look at the Yiddish family and how Havdolos goes on in the world. You take a look at the difference. You know, I was privileged today to give a faher to the fifth graders in Yeshiva Spring Valley. I have to tell you, I was Amish graders, kind of hard little boys. You know, it's something to be so proud of. It was such a beautiful thing. You know, these are our kids. This is the way we're mechanech our kids from small kids, Mamish, and they're already starting learning with the She'ifa, from Godless, and they become great. They have simple Hatayra. I was very touched by it. But Klal Yisrael in general, Baruch Hashem, you look at Klal Yisrael, the Kilim Klal Yisrael, the way he's growing, the way he's shining, the Goyim are coming, the Goyish world is coming apart at the seams with violence and Znus and immorality and crime. Down here. On the one hand, we're restricted. On the one hand, we're expected not to rest on our laurels. The end result is, it's for your better. And this is the original Amira that was set to Avraham Avinu, and this is a Kohenistic lesson that's set for Klal Yisrael. Vayikach Avraham es Sarai Yishtei, and Avram took Sarai, his wife, Ve'ez Loit ben Ochiv, and Loit, his nephew. So the Sfarim asked the question, why did Avram even take Loit? It's not his nephew, but it was quite obvious from the very beginning that Loit, there was something missing over there. Number one, shortly after they get back to Mitzrayim, right away there's a machloikis between the Reimik and Avram, the Reimik and the Loit, which was really a machloikis in philosophy between Avram and Loit. Lloyd was a taker, and he was interested in taking, so he allowed his rayim, his shepherds, to take what wasn't rightfully theirs. And Avraham Avinu Farshteitzer was the opposite. He was muzzled their animals. That was an uptight in their chiluk of hashkafa. Shortly after that, Avraham says to Lloyd, okay, let's part. Right away, Lloyd sees the Yarden, Lloyd sees Sidon. He doesn't refrain the chlal from traveling there. He goes to the Yarden and ends up in Sidon. And then he ends up getting himself into such trouble. He ends up being Mizana with his daughters, that's another thing. So there was obviously, there were flaws in Lloyd. Why was Avraham Avinu so intent on taking him along? Third of all, Avraham Avinu says he parted Mamela, and yet on the other hand, he goes out to fight a war, he risks his life. With 318 people, he risks his life against the biggest powers of the world to save Lloyd. What's the pshat? Like what's going on here? So to understand this, you have to quote a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh asks this question. What did Avraham Avinu see that he took Loit ben Achiv? Why did he want to attach himself to Loit? So to Zohar HaKadosh, Avraham Avinu saw with Ruach HaKadosh that David HaMelech is going to come from Loit. He saw the seed of David HaMelech within Loit. He says, this is something that I have to protect, and this is something that I have to make sure is shomer, have to make sure that it's safe. Rabbi Yitzchok says, Motsosi David Avdi. I found David my Eved. It looked like he was lost. Motsosi David Avdi Bizdain. That's where David HaMelech originated from Zdain. Light was in Zdain. Because of the mice of Zdain, he ended up living with his daughters. And from that eventually came David HaMelech. So therefore, it comes out very good. We understand why Avraham Avinu, why he took Light L'chadchila. He saw through Ruach HaKodesh that the Melech HaMashiach is going to come from Light. We also see now why he was so Moshe Nefesh. Because if Light's not going to be alive, that's the future of Klal Yisrael, that's stake. Right? As a matter of fact, there are those that say that the Goyim were makir, that there's something special coming from Light, and they dafka wanted to squelch it. But Avraham Avinu knew that there's a treasure here. The future of Klal Yisrael is dependent on Light. See, the dafka went to be Moshe Nefesh. But then we find the third thing that Avraham Avinu did. Right after the Maisa, when Loit lived with his daughters and they were in this Aver, right? So it says in the Pasuk that Avraham Avinu traveled away from Zdaim. Right after that Maisa. Why did he travel away from Zdaim? So Rashi says a couple of shotim. Rashi says a pshat, because now that Zdaim, the five cities were destroyed, so there's no business and there's no travelers around there anymore. There'd be no more Achmos Sorokim. There'd be Machmos people Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. Secondly, Loit, because of this Maisa, he had a Shemra. Avraham Avinu wanted to stay, they look exactly alike, wanted to stay away from him. But according to this, the Sfarim say that Kolzman, the seed of Mashiach, was within Loit. Avraham Avinu had to protect him. But Once Light lived with his daughters, and they were in this Aber. So now the seed of Mashiach was with Amin and Moya, right? Namo Amoinis, she was the mother of Rechavim ben Shleima, and Rusam Le'aviyo, she's the mother of David HaMelech. So then the seed was already passed over. There was no more a need for Avraham Avinu to hover over Light. And Mela Avraham Avinu separated from that. That's the thing over here. If you look at the pasuk, when the Malachim came to Zdayim, and they saved Zdayim, the pasuk says the following. Vayachziku ha'anoshim biyodei, the men, which is the Malachim, they held on to Light's hand, uviyad ishtei, uviyad shtei b'noisa. The end letters of uviyad ishtei uviyad, dalid vav dalid. Biyad, ishtei is vav, uviyad is dalid, that seif tev is David. To show you that Avraham Avinu saw the seif. For right now, it didn't make sense. Why is he being so meiser in nefesh? For Light, over Avraham Avinu, they saw the seif that's going to come out of David. Seif tev is the out of Light. Seif tev is David. That's the pshat over here. Vayomer el Sarai Yishtei. Avraham Avinu said to Sarai, his wife, Hineno yodati, behold, now I know, ki isha yifas marot. Vahoya, ki hiru isocha mitzvim. When the mitzvim see you, va'amru ishtei zeis, see, this is his wife, va'horgu isi, va'isoch yichayu. Why would Avraham Avinu think that the mitzvim are going to kill him? Ad kedei kach. And it could be people who approach him, they're not sneezing. After they attack, they're going to kill him. What made Avraham Avinu think such a thing? I saw a movie at the Kipshat that Rabbi Yaakov of Lisa brings down B'Shem, the Arizal. The Arizal says that until this moment that they came to Mitzrayim, Avraham Avinu never looked at Sarah. Like Mamshat and Rashi, he never saw her. All of a sudden, he looks at her. She says to himself, what's this? Our entire marriage together, I never looked at her. All of a sudden, now I'm looking at her. It must be that this is a makom tamei, that's mashpia, even on people that want to be guarded. And it must be tamei ad kidei kach, that they're willing to murder for zmus. Such a makom tamei, that I who was shomer myself throughout my entire life, and now all of a sudden I looked at her, when I was shomer myself all the way. Must be that this makom is so tamei, ad kidei kach, ad kidei retzim. Those are the Arizal, amari dikim shad. Vavram kaveg me'oid. After he came back from Mitzrayim, it says, Avram kaveg me'oid. Avram was very laden. Ba mikne, with cattle. Ba kesev uvazov. Ba yelech lemasov. And he went on his travels. Min negev va'ad beser. What does it mean he went on his travels? So Rashi brings down some shot. One shot is that when he came back from Mitzrayim, he went back to the very same hotels that he said on the way down to Mitzrayim. The simple shot that is, the Torah's teaching is Derech Eretz, that if you frequent the place and you're satisfied with the service, it's Derech Eretz to go back to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates, you treated me nicely, I appreciate that, I acknowledge that, I'm going back to the very same place. I saw Mary the Kipshat from Rabbi Yaakov Belinsky, a different Deher, what we learned from over here, that he went back to the same place. So Mel Avraham Avinu, when he went down to Mitzrayim, he didn't have any money, he was very poor. So he stayed in a Motel 6. A half-star hotel, he had no money, right? But now that he was laden with money, so you'd expect to go to a five-star hotel, you know, Hilton or whatever. Now he made it big. Terry tells us he went back to those very same places. Avraham Avinu did not change a key with Zeb because of the riches. Felt he was given the riches for Avodas Hashem. That's it. But he himself, he wanted to be mamai from Gashmias as much as possible. It shows you that when a person becomes wealthy, it doesn't mean he has to, you know, he changed into a totally different person. What happened? Avraham Avinu remained the same. As a matter of fact, there's a pshat I once heard from Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. Akiva Yosef Schlesinger from the Gedolei Yerushalayim in the 1800s. She said, Avram kaveg ma'oid, ma'mikna ba'kesev u'vazov, ba'yelech l'masov. He traveled the way he normally traveled. One would have thought that the riches would have laden him down And now he wouldn't be able to move in his ruchnius the manner the way he moved before. For that the Torah tells us, Avram kovid ma'id ba'mikna, ba'kesev u'azov, v'yafal piken, v'yelech u'masov, it did not hinder him, akim zeh, in his travels for ruchnius. But then Rashi brings down the second shot. V'yelech u'masov, v'chazaroysov, pora ha'kofoysov. The way back he paid his credit bills. When he asks the question, "Ma'akom Hashem Pshita," Avraham Avinu shouldn't pay his chayiv. It's like, what's the Torah telling him so weird? So I saw a pshat from the Chassam Sofer b'Derech Drush. He said, "What hakof is what chayiv are we talking about over here?" When Avraham Avinu went to Eretz Yisrael, and then he went down to Mitzrayim, the Lutzami Hador made me wonder, "Oh, you battling what you are, Shaiti? You left your household, you leave your family behind, you go into a land you have no idea where you're going." So you think that this is the promised land, it's my thing. What happens? Hey, took the stun, there's a hunger there. Now you gotta go down to Mitzrayim, you gotta handle with a parai. They'll make good returns from it. So he like remained the Baal Chayiv over here. Here he's trying to preach the word of Hashem and the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and manage his life. He's seen the exact opposite. When he came back from Mitzrayim, when he was late and he became mamish, a wealthy man overnight, on the way back, he was able to pay back the litzanim, the chazarais of parakofaisim. On the way back, he was able to pay back those chayvis, the litzanim that they made from him. He says, take a look what happened. He followed the ways of Hashem, lahana oska ulutei boska. Dozok, the helig yichsam seifer. Vayivkar loyloyt es kol kikar hayardin. And Loyt chose for himself the entire plains of the Yardin. Vayisa Loit Mikedem, and Loit traveled from the east. That's the simple pshat. Vayifridu ish me'al ocher, and each man separated from his brother. Zok Rashi. Vayisa Loit Mikedem. Loit traveled away from Avram, and he went to the west of Avram. So it comes out that he was traveling from east to west. That's why he says Vayisa Loit Mikedem. He left Avram. He went to the west of Avram. That's why it says he traveled from the east. That's the simple pshat. So the Re'eim, Rebellion Mizrahi, asks Akasha, what in the world is Rashi talking about? What's the Torah talking about? Avram Avinu was in Beisa, which is the center of Eretz Yisrael. The Yardin is to the east of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Yardin is to the east. So what's the pshat over here? He was going west. Well, he was going to the Kikar Yardin, which is east of where Avram Avinu was. That doesn't work out according to Rashi. It's a shtar kasha. Comes along the Taz and asks a different question. Why did the Torah have to tell me, Vayifridu ish me'ochet? Each man separated from his brother. We know that. If Loit left Avram Avinu, they separated. What's the Torah telling us over here? So the Taz says in the Baal Gibshan, so the Taz, that Loit knew he was planning to go towards Sinai. But he couldn't do it in front of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu wouldn't let him. You're going there, it's Meshuggah. You're going to the Baal Yaveira. So what did he do? So he made a plan. He said, in order to get away from Avraham, I'm going to go westward. I'm going to make like I'm going the opposite direction. And then he'll come up, and then he'll move his way eastward towards the Yarden so that Avraham Avinu doesn't tell him anything. Right? So he comes out with a chila, Yitaka went from east to west, to make it look like he was going someplace else. At the end, he made a turnaround away from where everyone was, and he went back. So that's the pshat of the Taz, Vayifridu ish me'al ochet. The Torah had to tell me, he only did this to separate from Avram, that Avram Avinu should let go of him, and not chep him, and not give him trouble. Vayifridu ish me'al ochet, and in order to do that, he traveled west. But the emes was, eventually, he turned his way around, and he went back to the Yarden. So what the Mefarshim says, why does it have to say Vayifridu ish me'al ochet? In the passage before it says, Avraham Avinu told Loit, he pored no me'alai. Separate yourself from me. Avraham Avinu wasn't doing the separating, he was remaining in his place. You, Loit, are separating yourself. So why over here does it say they separated a man from his brother? Avraham didn't separate, he remained in his place. It says, like the Pasuk tells us later on, the minute Loit left Avram, Avram Avinu had Maliyah, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Megala himself. So Avram Avinu also moved further away from Loit, as he was ogling my dragon. He said, that's what the Torah is telling us over here, by Yifridu Ishmael Ochid. It wasn't just light that moved in the other direction. Now that light left, and now that the Shina was Mizgalat Avram Avinu, he also moved in the other direction, upwards, away from light. That's what the Torah is telling us with Vayifridu Ish Me'al Ochev. There's a beautiful word over here, which is not so much Magaya to the Parsha, but I'd like to say it over anyway. In Parshas for A, it says Aser to Aser. You should give Ma'isim. So there's a Medrash Pliya that says Aser to Aser. Hadohu Deksiv, about this it is written, Im Hasmoil, if you go left, Va'aymina, I'll go right. V'im ha'aymin, and if you go right, Va'asmiyilu, then I'll go left. That's the pasuk that Avraham Avinu told Lloyd over here. Ha'asmiyilu, ha'aymin, whatever. What shaykes does it have to Aser to Aser? I saw a pshat brought down from the Sefer Nefloyis Torah Sefer. It says like this. The Gemara says in the Sefer, this time is Daf Tes, Aser to Aser, Aser b'shvil shetis Asher. Give Meiser in order that you become rich. If you give Meiser, your props will bloom and blossom. If you don't give Meiser, you're going to end up with the Meiser and 9/10 of the crop is going to be gone. As I state in the Gemara. The Mela, that's Pshat over here, Aser to Aser. Im Hasmoil, if you take the little dot on the shin, you put it on the left, and you say Aser, you give the Meiser, right? So then, Vahimina, I will put the dot to the right. I'll make from the aser asher. I'll make you rich. But if lehepach, if you're going to go to the right, you're seeking out the riches by saving on the miser, then ba'asmi'ila, I'm going to put it to the left, and all you're going to get is the miser. Let's take the sefer, the flois mitai reset, on the pasuk aser to aser. I saw an emoidic limud over here. By Yishma Avram, Avram heard Ki Nishva Ochiv, that his brother was taken captive. Vayorek es Chanichov, he armed his disciples. Yilidei Beisei Shmeina Oser, Shleish Meis, Vayirdoif Ad Dan. And he chased him down till Dan. So the Hele Vichov Etz Chaim. The Torah starts with Chesed and it ends with Chesed. The Torah is Molei Parshiyus of Chesed. And it's a Dover Yodua, that what one parsha says about Chesed, you don't see in the other parsha. Every parsha of Chesed teaches you a special limud Lagavi Chesed. There's plenty of parshas of Chesed with Avraham Avinu. What is the special limud Chesed that we can learn from over here that Avraham Avinu gathered together, Chanichov, to go rescue his brother? What limud of Chesed did we learn from over here? So after Chofetz Chaim, the tendency of people is sometimes they'll be asked to help out a fellow that's in a terrible matzah. So sometimes the tendency of people is to say, that guy brought it upon himself. Let's face it, come on. You know, he got himself into this mess. He could have avoided it if he would have gone the straight way. This whole thing never would have happened. He got himself into it. Now you expect me to get him out of it. So after Chofetz Chaim, from here you see that that's a falsh hashgah. Lloyd got himself into this mess. What was Lloyd's problem? He was together with Avraham. He too had riches together with Avram. Well, he was antsy. He wanted more. And it says that why? It says that Lloyd sat in Zdun. Zomri Chazal. What was the goyim of Lloyd losing everything? What was the goyim of Lloyd being captured by Chazal? The fact that he went all the way to Zdun. So Avram Avinu could have said, I should get you out of this. I should risk my life for you. Meshuggah. Who asked you look at Chazal to leave? Is that even darn it? Even if a person gets himself into that mess, even if a person is responsible for his egg and the tzaras, but you meet San Chesed, you have to do your best to get him out of it. Goes up the Heilig of Chofetz Chaim, a limud from over here. Just one more short part. By the Bris Bein Absarim, it says that a tremendous darkness fell upon Avram. Vayihi Hashemesh Bo, the sun set. Va'alota Hoya, it was very dark. Meshach Chachner says, it's interesting that the Torah refers to the sun over here as Hashemesh. This is the first time that the Torah refers to the sun as Shemesh. Originally it was referred to as Hamor HaGadol. So what happened all of a sudden that the Torah refers to it as a shemesh. Dr. Meshachach and the Baal Bidim Shad. It was originally Hamar Hagosh, but then people started serving it as an Avodah Zarah. Oh, the great light, Hamar Hagosh. Avraham Avinu fought against the entire world and said, this is not a god unto itself. It's a shemesh, it's a shamish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's millions of shamoshim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shemesh is not a god, the shemesh is just one of the shamoshim, one of the misharsim that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avraham Avinu was the one that was mechavish this concept of it being just a shemesh. It was talk originally Hamor HaGadol. If people wouldn't have abused it, it would have remained Hamor HaGadol. They made Hamor HaGadol into Avodah Zarah. Avraham Avinu was the one that taught the world, this is not an Avodah Zarah, this is not a god, this is just a shemesh, it's a shemesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wouldn't shout.